Hello and welcome to this week's church service. Today for Father's Day, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently. We're going to be playing football, but we're not going to play it normally. We're going to play it with straws and a ping pong ball. So let's get started, shall we? As you can see, we have Sam and Dad playing. Yeah, give us a wave, guys. Awesome. Okay, we are going to be using paper straws, not plastic. We're doing environmentally friendly today, you know. And, well, should we get started? Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Dad takes the first shot over to Sam's goal. Oh, Sam's fighting it back there. Oh, no, he gets shot back. Oh, no, it's getting really close to the goal now. Can he flick around the corner? Oh, no, he gets back around to the 2-for-1 muffin sign. Oh, he gets hit the ref. Oh, Sam's pushing it back down his side now. Wow, this is mad skills. Oh, no, it goes back to the goal. What is good? Oh! That was amazing. Okay, go. Come on then, chaps. Oh, it's got back to Dad's side now. Oh, my word. Oh, back to the 2-4 muffins. Oh, that's another goal for Dad. Okay, let's begin, shall we? The ref is looking over at the ball now, waiting for any fouls. Oh, that's an amazing shot there from Sam. Oh, can he get it back round to the goal? Oh, this is quite interesting, isn't it? Oh, it gets back round to Sam's goal. Wow. Amazing speed. Oh, Dad's trying to fight back a bit. Oh, Sam shoots you back. There's an amazing curl on the ball there. Oh, no, it's back round to Dad's side. Oh, can Sam get it round to the goal? Oh, no, that's so annoying. Oh, it's back round to the ref. Can Sam shoot it back? He gets it back to the goal. No, the lip of the table stopped him there. Oh, he's still going, isn't he? Wow, this is mad speeds. Whoa, there was a knock on the camera there. Oh, it's back round to the goal. Way! Sam scores. Okay, let's get the ball back in, shall we? Go. Okay, Dad kicks it back off start. Oh, Sam touched the ball a little bit there with the straw. That could be consultation from the ref. Oh, and he scores! Okay, we're going to try again. Let's go. Dad straight away to the goal. Well done, Dad. That's amazing power. Okay, Sam puts the ball back into the middle. We're about to start again. This is amazing. Come on, then. Oh, Sam fights back towards his goal. Oh, no, Dad's pushing it towards it. It's going around to the ref side. Oh, it's getting back to the sponsorship banner. Another goal to Dad. What's going to happen here? Sam shoots straight back over to the goal. Oh, he gets caught on the left of the table. Oh, no, what's happening now? I can't really see. Oh, Dad clicks it back round. Oh, this is really fast power here. Oh, he gets it back round. Oh, he misses that. That's not very good, is it? Back to the 2-for-1 muffins. Oh, can he score? Oh, he gets back round to there. It's back to the goal. No, it gets hit by the lip of the table. You've got to give it a bit more boost. They're probably going bright red now. Yeah. Oh, that's another goal to Sam. Okay, Dad shoots back off straight away. Oh, it's going slowly towards... Oh, Sam's kicking it back. Whoa, no, the lip of the table stops it again there. Can he get it back round? I can't see. Back to 2-4 muffins. Oh, the lip of the table stopped him a bit there. Oh, can he do it? Back to the half-price paper banner. Oh, he gets it back round to the goal. Well, what can he do here? Oh, that's another goal to Sam. It is 4-4. It is tied. And we have 1.5 minutes left. Who is going to win? It could be anybody's game. Sam kicks it back round to the goal. Oh, no, he misses there. Hits the side wall. Oh, another goal to Sam. Okay. Can Dad complete this now? He hits it round. Oh, no, Sam gets a little bit of the table there. Oh, no, move the camera. Oh, it goes out the edge. I think that might be a bit of a foul there. Let's consult the ref. The ref had decided no penalty, but we're going to keep going, shall we? Okay, let's just put it into the middle. Okay, background, shall we go? Oh, no, someone hit the ref there. It has definitely gone funny. We've got 45 seconds left. Oh, Sam hits it back round to Dad. Oh, my word. This is amazing power. 38 seconds left. Oh, they're both fighting for the goal. Sam, Dad scores a goal. It's 5-5. Anything to play for. 30 seconds left. Sam shoots back round to the goal. That's another goal to Sam. It's 5-6. This is so mad. Oh, my word. Who is going to win? Dad almost gets the goal. Who is going to win this? Oh, Sam shoots back round. Dad's getting back to the round to the goal. Oh, Sam's got to fight it back now. Can Dad get it back round? Oh, no. This is so mad. Can Dad score now? No, he can't. 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2, 1. And that's game. Sam is the winner of Father's Day Friendly. So, hope you all enjoyed that. Let's get back to the proper service, shall we?
Good morning and welcome to our service. That was harder than it looked. A little bit out of breath. Hopefully I'll catch my breath as we go through. Welcome to our service here this morning. It's great that you could join us online or live or listening to it in the week. And happy Father's Day to all those dads out there this morning. If you have any prayer requests, please put them in the comments and we'll kind of collect them all in at the end of the service. And we'll have it as an opportunity to pray for our wider community here in Shelford and around the villages. So please do write a comment. Also, if you say hello in the comments, we know who's around. Otherwise, we don't know here, unless you say something, we don't know who's here or not. So even if you just want to say hi, please do make a comment, then we can see who's in the room with us this morning. We still have our drop-off box outside of church. It's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can drop by, leave stuff in the crate out the front. It gets distributed between the Huntingdon Food Bank. When they're a little bit overflowing, it goes over to Barnwell, to Stuart Wood over there in the food bank there as well. So please do drop stuff off if you can. On the church website, there's some children's activities you can download. Hopefully you've done that already. We're planning to have these every week, so please do make the most of that. Keep the young ones amused either during the service or activities throughout the week. So please do make the most of that. We'd love to have a cup of coffee with you after the service. Please do stay around. Liz will be hosting our time together. The details are in the not in the link that gets sent out every week. So please do log on and join us for a cup of coffee after the service. There's no prayer meeting this evening, so thank you. Bismarck gets a week off. But next week, Chris Jenkin will be leading our prayer time, focusing on the homelessness projects that he's involved in and others in and around Cambridge. That will be next Sunday, not this Sunday. Well, while I catch my breath, we're going to hand over to Charlotte, who's going to lead us in our opening songs of worship. So thank you, Charlotte.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you.
is what's on your heart. And you may be familiar with this next song, you may not. Just use it as a time of prayer and reflection. God, I look to you.
Welcome back. Thank you, Charlotte. We do really appreciate you leading us this morning. And just to stop any controversy, the video referee has been consulted and is happy that I gained no advantage from the handball. So please, no more comments about me handballing. The video ref is very happy with the score. So congratulations, Sam. Now, it's been a joy to have a little opportunity to chat to different people. And I took the opportunity of meeting with Neil Perry We meet most Friday mornings just to ask him a few questions. So we're going to listen to that interview now. So over to that. Well, welcome, Neil. It's good to have you with us this morning. I'm glad you could join us. We just want to take an opportunity to ask you a few questions about your time in lockdown and then to hear a little bit about what's happening with Cara Coffee. And then we'd love for you to pray for us as a church. So, Neil, what's been the biggest challenge you've faced over the last 3 months?
Yeah. Well, can I say firstly, good morning, church. It's great to see you, or for you to see me. I can't see you yet, but you'll see me on Sunday and I'll see you as well. In terms of challenge, I think it is the fact that we've all had to adapt rapidly, adapt at pace to the COVID pandemic, and that although it's been the same challenge for all of us, it's actually impacted people in a whole range of different ways. And being able to support, care for, empathise with people whose experience from one to another has been very, very different. So, for, you know, personally, for us as a family, for each of our children, for Lisa, my wife, how it's affected each of us in different ways, and then in the work of Romsey Mill, how it's affected in different ways the staff team, our volunteers, young people, children, and families. So that's the challenge.
And for you personally, what's been the biggest blessing over the last 3 months?
I've really enjoyed church online. I think the team at church, at Great Shelf Free Church, have done an amazing job to gather people together on Sunday. So genuinely, I'm not just saying that because I'm speaking to you, that's been a real blessing for me and for my family. I think also it's so encouraging to see the way in which people go out of their way very often to support, to care for, to demonstrate kindness. And so whilst, you know, it has been challenging, I think we've seen sometimes the very best of people amidst the challenge of COVID.
And one question I know a lot of people want to know is, when can we get a lovely cup of Cara Coffee?
Absolutely. It's a joy, you know, that whenever I'm sort of walking past Cara Coffee and bump into somebody, they're asking. In fact, just a couple of days ago, I was in Cara Coffee for a short time. And as I came out, somebody was passing by, said, "Oh, you're going to be opening soon." I'm pleased to say that I've spoken with both Julie and Andrea this week in the last few days. And we've agreed together that we should plan towards some sort of opening in July, probably towards the end of July. Obviously, we have to pay attention to the government guidance around social distancing. It's likely that that may change as we move into July. But if not, certainly at the very least to be opening to takeaways and perhaps to people sitting outside. So that's what we would like to do. But obviously, we've got to pay attention to all the latest information and guidance that's coming from government. And we expect there to be some more guidance on hospitality, cafes, restaurants early into July, which should inform our plans for later July and then on into August.
Thank you, Neil. It's been great to hear from you. We'd love for you to pray for us as a church. So would you just lead us in prayer now?
It'd be my pleasure. Thank you. Father God, we do thank you that you're our shepherd, that you protect us, that you strengthen us, that you lead us, that you guide us, and that you have done that for us through this COVID challenge. And whilst we still navigate and have to stand up to and deal with the different difficulties and losses, for some losing loved ones, for others experiencing significant poor health as a result of this pandemic, for others the challenge of losing work or not being able to work when you want to work, for others actually being much busier in their work life, for many of us that sense of isolation, being away from church family, loved ones, friends. Father, thank you that you have kept us, that you have sustained us, and that you want to continue to be our help and strength in times of trouble. So I do pray for our church, for Great Shelford Free Church, that you would continue to guard and to guide and to keep, that you would help us to move forward as the opportunities to begin to think about gathering together again, perhaps not for some weeks or even months, but we can think towards that. And in the meantime, continue to find new and creative ways to connect and engage and support and to care for one another and for our local community. So, Lord, we commit ourselves and our way to you, asking that we would know your help and strength in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's been lovely to have you with us this morning, Neil, and God bless you.
Yeah, God bless.
Wow, thank you, Neil, and it's lovely to hear from Neil and the team. And it's great news that the coffee shop is planning to be open in July. I'm sure many people will be looking forward to that opportunity of gathering again, maybe not inside, but certainly outside. So we look forward to that. And thank you for Neil and the team for the hard work over these last few months. Now, it's great that we've got Clive and Diana sharing with us. And if you don't know, they also do a video on Friday afternoons at 4 o'clock. I think Gillian Hardwick made a guest appearance this week. So please do have a look on the Facebook feed for that. But this morning, we're going to hand over to just Diana and Clive as they share some reflections. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all well today and you've had a good week. Have you had a good week, Clive? You've been very excited, but today you think you feel disappointed. What do you mean you think you feel disappointed? Is disappointment a sort of sad feeling? Well, yes, I would say so. Is disappointment the feeling you get when you've been looking forward to something and then it doesn't happen? Yes, it is. Like a holiday. Well, if you were looking forward to a holiday and then it didn't happen, I guess you would feel disappointed. Or if you'd made a special cake for tea and you were really looking forward to it, but then you realised you'd put salt in it instead of sugar. Is that what you did? I'm sure that would be a big disappointment. And it will taste horrible. Oh, Clive, is that why you feel disappointed today? It's Father's Day. And you were looking forward to sharing cake with your dad. And now he can't come because of travel arrangements. And you can only talk to him on Zoom. And that's not the same. No, Zoom isn't the same, is it? You're doubly disappointed. No dad and no special cake. It's a sort of sad feeling. Well, we can make another cake, but I'm afraid we will have to be satisfied with a Zoom call to your dad this afternoon. And I think there'll be lots of people who are disappointed and sad that they can't see their dad today for lots of different reasons. Because of the virus. Well, possibly. But other reasons too. Distance, sickness, death, or broken relationships, for example. Sometimes we're not disappointed with events that don't happen as we think they should, but with people who don't behave as we think they should. What do I mean? Well, sometimes we have expectations of others. We think they should say certain things or do certain things. And then when they don't, we feel disappointed with them. And sometimes we have expectations of ourselves. And when we don't fulfill them, we're disappointed in ourselves. And we may even feel guilty or ashamed. But whatever our disappointments are with events or people or ourselves, And whatever our relationship is with our earthly fathers, we can be glad that we have a heavenly Father who loves us unconditionally. He cares for us beyond our wildest imaginings, and he helps us to deal with our disappointments and carries our burdens if we ask him to. Because none of our feelings or our actions are a surprise to him, because he knows us so well. And God's love has no limits. That's what it says on your colouring sheet. Yes. And here it is. And these are available on our website in the children's section. If anyone wants to download one, print it out and colour it in. But they're not just for children. No, they're for anyone. And there's also this one that says, I love you. You like that one. You want to colour that one and send it to your dad? Well, you can. And while you do that, you can remember how much you are loved by God. And while you colour it in, I'll make another cake for tea. This time, without salt. So, goodbye for now, everyone. Happy colouring. And we'll see you again soon. Goodbye.
Thank you, Diana and Clive as well. And Diana, we'd love to see that video of that Zoom conversation between Clive and Clive's dad. I don't quite know how you're going to do that, but we'd love to see it if you're able to record it for us. Now, we're going to read scripture together, and we're going to be in the book of Ruth. And Tilly's going to read it to us this morning, and not just because there's long words in it, but we thought it'd be great to have her reading scripture. So this is a recording of Tilly reading God's word earlier this week. Thank you, Tilly.
Good morning, everyone. So I'm just going to read a few words of scripture with you today. So feel free to turn with me to the book of Ruth, and we are going to be in chapter 1. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephratites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there for about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughter-in-laws, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness as you have shown kindness to your dead husband and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them?" No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me. At this, they wept aloud again. And then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her. But Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. And your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the woman exclaimed, can this be Naomi? Don't call me Naomi, she told them. Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty brought misfortune upon me. So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, thank you, Tilly. I appreciate you leading or reading scripture to us this morning. I want us to think a little bit this morning about a lament, thinking, well, what happens when life doesn't turn out the way that I wanted it to? I wonder if you feel that this morning. Maybe it's something about the last few months. Maybe it's a bigger thing. Maybe it's somewhere in between. Now, Naomi's experience, many of us in our lives might think that God is not is working against us, and maybe that's what Naomi thought, and I think she had good reason to, that she was in some way, that God wasn't with her because of all the troubles and deaths that she had in her life. We might just need just to step into that culture at that time, because the reality of that culture was that maybe today we value money and property and status and maybe some other things we'd say we value. In Naomi's culture, children were valued, especially sons. So for Naomi to lose her husband and her two sons without any other children, she was in her eyes and those around her cursed in some way. Why would God allow so much pain and hurt for one woman? This was not the life that Naomi would have dreamed about. Life for her had taken a very painful turn. So she laments the life she doesn't have. She encourages her daughter-in-law to leave her, go from me, start a new life, rather than stick with her and stay with her failings. It's okay to lament things in life. We might look at Naomi and just focus often, as we do, on her faithfulness. We say she's faithful, she stayed faithful to God in times of trouble. And out of her faithfulness and Ruth's faithfulness, Jesus' line can be traced. There's a huge story of staying faithful in difficult times. But if you can stay with me for a few moments, I want to hang around the pain that Naomi must, and Ruth and Orpah must have dealt with. Let Naomi's pain sit with us for a little while. The word lament comes into this as it's a legitimate response to the difficulties we face. To lament was so important to Israel that there's a whole book in the Bible, Lamentations, about it. Psalms also are laments often. There's different sorts of psalms, but a number are laments, just crying out, why is this happening? To lament is to express some sense of deep regret, grief, or sorrow. I wonder if there's something in your life that, like I said, either in the last few months or in your life really, that you might lament. I don't know about you, but when I see interviews after someone maybe has been on a reality TV show or a sports person or a politician, someone who's kind of stuffed up in some way, and I have to smile often because you know what the question, what the interviewer is going to ask. It says, they're going to ask, do you have any regrets? And more often than not, before their question is even finished, the person will say, no, I've got no regrets. But you've just missed out on £1 million. No, I've got no regrets. You've lost your career and your life's a disaster. No, I've got nothing to regret. It's interesting that as a culture, I think we struggle with lament and with regrets. Both are legitimate emotional responses. I don't want us as a church community, and it wouldn't be right for us to overly lament everything in life. I'm not asking us to just, you know, go grief-laden with everything that's gone wrong or focus on all the bad things. But I want us as a church community to know it's okay to lament life, to express deep regret for things that have happened to us in this life. Because in this church, in Great Shelford Free Church, it's okay not to be okay. We're not all called to be okay. We're a group of Christians who struggle with life, who face challenges and difficulties. And it's appropriate that as a church, we learn and grow in our understanding of lamenting. It's okay to walk this life with pains and hurts, and to allow God and others to comfort and support us. We're allowed to cry out in frustration, even blaming God for how life has turned out. Because you see, life is a mystery. We have to believe that in the difficulties of life, God wants us to turn to Him. God's not the one who inflicts pain and suffering on us. It might be hard for us to understand, but the difficulties in life often seem random. Some people have good health, other people seem not to. One person steps out into the road and makes it safely across, the other person doesn't. God doesn't pull the strings in our life, rather walks with us in it. Being outside time and place, we cannot really comprehend how God sees the world. Many have tried to put a theology around it. It's really hard to understand and think beyond our limitations as a human being. But we're not puppets on a string. He made his creation much more special than that. Let's not oversimplify something mysterious. I'd encourage you to be wary of people who do. Now, I've met many people in my ministry, and some have been able to have this journey of lament, deal with the deep stuff in life rather than just the shallow things. If you're able to go on this deeper journey, it can lead to growth in ourselves, in our understanding of who we are and who God is. Many people have gone on that journey, not a lot, but many. We can often, we've talked on Sunday mornings about this journey coming to a point of facing a wall. These trials come before us and it's like a brick wall in front of us. We need to deal with them. We need to get over the wall. The wall won't just disappear. We have to do some of that inner journey with the difficulties in life. We also might need some help doing this. We've been able to guide people to counselors and spiritual guides in the past. If this is you, if there's some deeper journey, bigger journey stuff that you might need help going through, I'd encourage you to send me an email or give me a call or one of the elders, Liz or Diana, and we'll talk about how we might help you deal with some of these bigger, deeper issues. Because the reality is they don't go away and we might need some help getting over them. But rather than focusing on the big stuff, and I appreciate some people have big stuff, I just want us to think and reflect on the last few months, lament something of this time in lockdown. Now, I wonder if you're able to do that. Can you think over the last few months, what do you have sorrow about? What have you found difficult? What are you grieving for? That's interesting. I've met a couple of people this week who are having the time of their lives in lockdown. It's absolutely brilliant for them. They're loving it. They don't want things to go back to normal. So I'm aware that for some people, this might not be relevant. But I'd say for a majority, it is relevant. Are we able to lament the things that we've missed? Because I know people have missed out on important markers in their education. People are lamenting losing a job or job insecurity. We've had people dealing with breakdowns in relationships. Or maybe just lamenting having to homeschool your children for the first time. Be parent and teacher, something none of us signed up for in the beginning. I wonder what your lament might be. Is there something you need to just hold on this morning to? Acknowledging that you need to come before God. Do something of that inner journey. I'd encourage you to think in these coming days about your laments. In Ruth's poetic words to Naomi might be our words to God, or God's words to us. Where you go, I will go. When life's not okay, God doesn't magically make it better. But as we walk with God in our lives, we walk in relationships with the one who flung the stars into space, who above all else loves his creation. I pray that as a church community, we would reflect and be honest with God in these days ahead. And I pray that as a church community, we'll live on the reality that in this church, in this community, it's okay not to be okay. As a response to this, Charlotte's going to lead us in a short time of worship. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you for joining us this morning. I encourage you to stay connected. It's lovely to hear the stories of people phoning and supporting each other. We look forward to growing together in our faith with one another. I'd love to say a blessing just as we close. We've not really had any prayer requests this week, so maybe we'll save them up for next week. So please do write a comment. It's a bit late now because I can't read them in time. But if you do have a prayer request, we'd encourage you to write them at the beginning of the service. But that's okay. I'll close with a blessing to us all now. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Please do join us for virtual coffee on Zoom afterwards, and we look forward to seeing you next week. God bless.